You know, this guy Paul, he is something else. When he teaches, my friends, we get a look into his mind. It's not simply that we learn the truth about ourselves. We learn what he's about and what he's concerned with, because a man only preaches what's important to him in the long run. Anyway, let's look at that for a minute. Colin Cook here, and How It Happens. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to the broadcast that teaches the gospel, the good news, and what it's all about, how it happens, and also teaches faith training and how faith training happens, my friend. If you want guidance in how to live your faith, how to believe, I urge you to listen each day on the radio or on the web at faithquestradio.com. Faithquestradio.com. Now, you see, there are many people who think of Paul in a very theological way, and they think, well, he's teaching that we are saved by faith as opposed to saved by works, and he's teaching the role of the Gentiles in the community of believers, and he's teaching what will ultimately happen to the Jewish race in, you know, when he goes on to chapters 9, 10, and 11, and they tend to think that that's about it. But when I look at Romans 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, my friend, these four chapters where Paul speaks about life in the kingdom of grace, I am just awed by what this man is teaching. Because he goes into such detail about the life of grace. I mean, we talked yesterday about chapter 5, verse 1. I said to you that chapter 5, verse 1, is a brilliant summary of the first four chapters of this book, and also an introduction to chapter 5. That's what makes Paul's summaries and introductions so clever. Therefore, he says, verse 1, of chapter 5, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that, as I say, is a summary of the first four chapters. He states in this verse how a man is declared righteous, not by the law. He spent all that time in chapters 1 to 4 explaining not by the law, and now he summarizes it. He's declared innocent, but by faith he's declared innocent, not by the law. And because of that, we have peace now with God, which is also a summary of the first four chapters, because Paul has explained there how God took his wrath away from mankind in Christ and put it upon himself in the person of his Son. And Jesus was the one member of the Godhead who, in agreement with the Trinity, took the wrath of God upon himself. Therefore, we have peace. And this is all through Jesus Christ. And that also is a summary of chapters 1 to 4, because Paul is making the point very clear that Christ is the appointed one to take the sins of the world. Great summary. But think of it on a personal level. Here is Paul teaching something that he's concerned about, obviously. How do I get to be righteous before God? How do I get to have peace with him? I said in the introduction that ultimately a man preaches what's important to him. Now, I know there's a little bit of qualification to that. We can't just preach what we feel or what we want to happen for us, because there is an objectivity to truth. There is truth outside of us, which God reveals to us. But God never reveals truth without its importance to us. Otherwise, it wouldn't be truth. Truth is what fits humanity, because God is the only one who knows what humanity is all about. And that's why we can see into Paul's mind when we see what he preaches about. Because he's not only teaching objective truth, he's teaching about what's important to him. Well, what is important to Paul, revealed in this verse? That's what I love about this man. I'm really looking forward to meeting him in the kingdom. He wants to know for himself how he can stand before God as a righteous man. Now, you see, Paul was a man who spent his life trying to be righteous. You understand that, right? That's why he carefully observed all the laws of Israel, 613 of them. I mean, you remember how he describes himself in, Philippians chapter 3. Though also, he says, verse 4, I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so, circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. See, look how he says it, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Concerning the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Concerning the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. I mean, this is a man who is almost, well, I wouldn't say almost, fanatical in his dedication to being righteous and getting it right. But what things were gained to me, he says, these things I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Now, you see, this is a stunning account of this man. Those words show us that Paul was enormously excited by the idea of being declared innocent by faith. What a relief it must have been for his soul after all the straining after righteousness, after all the intense discipline, after all the worry, which I think leads him to say in the next clause, we have peace with God, rather the next phrase, we have peace with God. See, that again shows you what is important to this guy. Peace with God must have been immensely important to Paul. And I would say it's important in direct proportion to the importance of righteousness, or attaining righteousness was to him. You see, the more you try to attain human righteousness by your works or by the law or by the Holy Spirit for that matter, the more you seek to attain your righteousness, the less peace you'll have. That's the irony of it, because you're concentrated on yourself. You're trying and trying. You're trying to dedicate yourself. You're trying to become this and that. And the more you try, the more you fail. I don't doubt that this is at the core of Paul's interest in having peace with God. And remember, if you have any doubt about this, look at Romans 7. I'm jumping ahead, I realize, but I don't want to go into it right now. But just to say, he describes the conflict that he had as a human being. What I wanted to do that I couldn't do, the very thing I didn't want to do that I did, woe is me, calls himself a wretched man. So we are getting a deep look inside the soul of a man, into the spirit of a man when we read these words. Don't simply connect with the words and seek to get it right for yourself, but rather look into the soul of Paul. Why do that? Because we all get the point better when we apprentice ourselves to the writer. That takes me back. I paused as I said it because way back in Newbold College in England, when I was studying for the ministry there, there was a certain professor we had, and he gave us a book that all of that, and we all had to read this book, and it was absolutely boring. But he said, read it and apprentice yourself to the writer. Now, some of us in America perhaps aren't so familiar with the idea of apprenticeship, because it's not used so much in this country. But, you know, back in Europe, people, boys of 14, would apprentice themselves to, say, a carpenter. In other words, they would commit for 7 years, they had to sign a contract where they would learn everything from this carpenter. He'd pay them, of course, not much, but he would. That would be his apprenticeship. At the end of those 7 years, at the age of 21, then he would get a certificate which would declare him to be a fully qualified carpenter. Well, in the same way, you see, you have to apprentice yourself to a writer, even though you don't agree with him, just to be able to understand his mind and understand where he's taking you. And when you do that, you get a greater appreciation of the writer, even though you may not agree with him. Now, the same with Paul, my friend. If you want to really get to the heart and soul and core of the book of Romans, then apprentice your mind to the writer. Try to get into his mind. Try to say, why is he saying that? And what does it mean to Paul? Because if it means so much to him, maybe I'll get to understand what it can mean for me. And yes, surely, as I've been describing this to you right now, doesn't it begin to mean more to you? I mean, haven't you struggled with righteousness? Haven't you struggled with how to get your life right, especially if you've had struggles with addiction? And then Paul comes along with this incredibly shocking message that we are declared righteous by trusting and not by law and works, and that therefore we have peace instead of all this anxiety we've had? Surely it does, my friend. So I say to you, don't simply listen to the book of Romans to get it right, but to discover the man who wrote it, because he was taught by God, and he has something to pass on to you, and you two might, you know, really find a good friendship together. Friend, we're in need of some new partners to this ministry. You know, I've had partners, supporters each month, financial supporters for years, and I do have them for years. I thank you for you who are so faithful, keeping going with this ministry for years, and some for many months. Thank you also. But some people have to drop off, you know, because they find other ministries that they need to support, or their financial situation changes, and other priorities have to take place. So, could you fill in the gap? Would you please consider becoming a partner to this ministry? Now, remember, this ministry is counseling as well as radio broadcasts. It's the website as well as the radio broadcast. It's the CD that you get each month, and the quarterly seminars, and the Monday night meeting in the Denver area. So please consider the wide angle of what we're doing here. And if you would like to donate at 30 or 40 or 50 or 100 or 200 or just $5 or $10 per month, whatever works for you, would you send your donation, please, to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. That's FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, 80160. And I will send you my Cook's Monthly Message, which is a CD on various subjects. The last one was anxiety praying versus faith praying, and it will train you and bless you throughout the month. If you'd like to take care of this by credit card, call me at 303-738-8694. All right. Thank you, my friends, and I'll see you next time. Cheerio, and God bless.